Hello? Hello? What's the matter with this phone? Hello? Is this the garage? Well, how about that car for Robert Armstrong? Yeah, is it ready? What? Hey, listen, you. Don't try to be funny. My partner, Jimmy Gleason, furnishes all the wisecracks that I can stand. Can you imagine that, Oswald? I ask him if the car's ready, and he says it's ready for the junk pile. Can you imagine that, Mug? Listen, you. That car brought us all the way from Elizabeth, New Jersey to Indianapolis, and it's going to take us further, see? What time? 2 o'clock? All right, we'll be there. Oh, wait a minute. How much will it cost? $2 to charge the battery and $3 to fix the door. $3 to fix that door? Well, all right. If it'll keep Jimmy from falling out of the car, I guess it's worth $3. Goodbye. Hey, Ozzy, where is Jimmy?
I don't know. I think he went for a walk.
A walk? He seems to be doing an awful lot of walking in the last couple of days.
I got a note here for him.
A note? Let me have it. Who's it from?
Well, maybe I shouldn't say.
Maybe you shouldn't say? What do you mean? What's so mysterious about it?
Oh, nothing. It's just a note.
Say, what is this, a gag?
Well, I don't know what's in the note, but I know it isn't any gag.
Well, listen, this might be important. It might need an answer.
Well, it might need an answer, Mr. Armstrong, but not from you.
Listen, Ozzy, Jimmy is my pal, and there ain't any secrets between us, see?
Here, go ahead and read it if you want to, but I wouldn't do it if I were you.
Well, maybe not. It's addressed to Jimmy, and maybe I shouldn't ought to read it. I'll just put it over here. On the other hand, it wouldn't do any harm to look who it's from, would it, Oswald? It might be business.
Well, I don't know what kind of business it is.
I really think I'd better look. Yeah, it might need an answer right away. He won't mind. What's this? What's this? Jimmy Darling? You're somebody trying to play a joke, Oswald?
Well, it doesn't look like a joke to me.
Let's see who signed it. Lovingly Violet. Lovingly Violet? Well, can you imagine that sly mug? The guy who's a woman hater. And he can't stand me mentioning the name. Say, Oswald, who is this Violet dame?
Well, I don't know who Violet is, but the red-headed waitress down in Payne's Busy Bee gave the note to me.
A red-headed waitress, huh? So the woman hater has went and fell for a red-headed waitress. Wait till he comes in. Just wait till he comes in.
Is there any answer to the note?
No, I ain't even read it. I wouldn't read Jimmy's letters, but I certainly am going to make him read it to me.
Here comes Jimmy now.
Oh, Hello, Robbie. Hello, Oswald.
Hello, Jimmy. You got out a little bit early this morning, didn't you?
Yeah, Robbie, I was out at 6 o'clock. I took a walk around the town. This Indianapolis is certainly a nice town.
It certainly is. And there's a lot of pretty girls here, too. Did you notice that, Jimmy?
Oh, Robbie, you know me. You know how I feel about dames.
Sure, Jimmy. I know how you feel. But maybe the dames don't feel the same way about you, huh?
I don't bother me head about them. You know, this morning at 6 o'clock, you'd be surprised how pretty this town looks. I walked down around the circle and took a look at the Soldiers and Sailors Monument in Everton.
Yeah, it's nice in the morning to be walking alone that way, ain't it, Jimmy?
Certainly is. Oh, I walked all around Washington Avenue and Illinois and Meriden Avenue.
Did you go into Payne's Busy Bee? They say that's a nice restaurant.
No, I didn't get in there this morning. But I dropped in there yesterday with Oswald.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, it's too bad you wasn't feeling good. That's a swell joint to eat in.
Yeah? So Oswald was saying. I might have seen somebody there that reminded me of Elizabeth.
You might have a thought. There's a swell bunch of lookers working there.
Oh, I thought you didn't notice dames.
Well, a guy can look at them, can't he? Just like a guy can look at a pretty rose. He don't have to pick it.
Yeah, because he might get stuck with a thorn, huh?
Yeah. Hey, what are you driving at?
Oh, nothing.
How are you feeling?
Oh, I feel fine now. I telephoned a guy at the garage, and a car will be ready at 2 o'clock. Then we can shove off for Chicago.
2 o'clock, and there ain't no need of shoving off that early, is there?
Well, we ought to be getting along.
Oh, Robbie, we can stay here till after dinner.
What do you want to stay till after dinner for?
Oh, nothing.
You know, Jimmy, I was thinking when I was sitting here alone that we ought to give our car a name.
What do you mean?
Well, I mean we should call it something else besides just our car.
Oh, yeah, you mean like Pat or Mike or Jake or something like that, huh?
No, Jimmy, it should ought to be a girl's name.
Oh, no, we don't want to be driving no pansy automobile.
What automobile is a she, like a boat is a she?
Yeah, and I never could understand that. Even a mud scout that goes up to Hudson, they call Sweet Adeline or something.
Yeah, we should ought to call our car Elizabeth, or maybe Violet.
Yeah, what? What's that? What's that last one?
I said we should maybe ought to call our car Violet.
Well, let's talk about that some other time.
Well, what's the matter, Jimmy? Don't you like the name of Violet?
Oh, sure, it's a fine name. It's a swell name on a year.
Oh, Jimmy, there's a note for you over there on the table. Oswald brought it up from the Busy Bee.
Huh? What?
There's a note on the table for you. A note on the table.
Oh, on the table?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
What is it, Jimmy?
Oh, no, it's just a note. It's just a note.
Oh, just a note. Well, who's it from?
Oh, it's just a friend. It's just a friend.
I see. Do I know the friend?
No, I don't know. I don't think you do. Oswald, would you run down and get me a package of gum?
Oh, that's all right. I know who the note's from. So long.
Now, listen.
What's the matter with that guy?
Now, listen, Jimmy, we're pals, ain't we?
Certainly we're pals.
Well, we don't have no secrets from each other, do we?
No, Robbie, we don't.
And you read all of Elizabeth's letters to me, don't you?
Yes, Robbie, I do. I certainly do.
Well, then, let me see the note.
Oh, but Robbie, now, listen.
Let me see the note, Jimmy.
Well, all right, here. But, Robbie, so help me, all I did was ask her for a second cup of coffee.
Oh, what nice handwriting. Jimmy, darling. Oh, Jimmy, darling, ain't that nice?
Now, listen, Robbie.
Jimmy, darling, and all you did was ask her for a second cup of coffee.
Yeah, Robbie, honest.
For goodness sake, think what she would have called you if you'd asked for another bowl of soup.
She said she was lonesome, and so we took a bus ride out to Brookside Park. You wouldn't want to see the gal be lonesome, would you?
Why, certainly not, Jimmy, certainly not, especially a girl with a name of Violet.
Oh, come on now, Robbie, now, don't kid and give me back the note.
Oh, wait a minute, let me read it first. How is my big, strong man today? Ain't that wonderful?
Ah, Robbie, come on. Now, give me the note, will you?
I think you are marvelous. Your eyes thrill me. Oh, Jimmy, you've been keeping secrets from me.
Robbie, will you cut it out now? Oh, I don't make fun of your letters from Elizabeth, do I?
But, Jimmy, you only asked Violet for a second cup of coffee.
So help me, Robbie. You wasn't feeling good, and the car was in the garage, and Violet was lonesome.
Sure, Jimmy, I know. Let me finish reading the note, will you? Your hair is thin. That's a hot one. Your hair is thin. I wouldn't stand for that one, Jimmy. Your hair is thin, but it is silky and beautiful. You know, Jimmy, I never noticed before how beautiful hair you got.
come on. Now, give me that note. And
Wait a minute, will you? I'm nearly finished. Wait a minute. I would give half of my life if you would hold me in your arms lovingly, Violet. And you only ask her for a second cup of coffee.
Bobby, listen. So help me.
So the big silent woman hater has fell for a dame.
Bobby, I tell you, I didn't fall. She was lonesome.
And you took her for a ride out to Brookside Park.
Well, what else could a guy do?
Oh, nothing, certainly nothing.
I had to be a gentleman, Robbie.
Certainly you had to be a gentleman.
Certainly, just like if you met Elizabeth and she was lonesome.
Certainly, Jimmy, certainly.
Certainly.
There's only one thing that worries me, Jimmy.
Does something worry you?
It certainly does.
Well, what is it that worries you, Robbie?
I want to know, did Violet give you that second cup of coffee?